This is Senator Al Simpson. Under one completely goofy farm program, foreigners can buy American-grown peanuts cheaper than what you and I spend for those goobers. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, let's get rid of the old peanut quota in this farm bill. No American farmer since 41 has been allowed to grow any peanuts without first receiving government permission. The government gives this in the form of a peanut-growing license. Believe it. Back in the 40s, the government dealt out these licenses like a poker hand to any old soul. But today, no new licenses are issued, and farmers are forced to buy, beg, or even rent a permit from somebody else. And without a license, the farmer can't sell peanuts in his own country. What a nutty idea. We need a butter one. Ted, this is supposed to be the land of the free. If Congress wants to support the price of peanuts, let's do it the way we help the farmers of corn, wheat, or barley. This is a real shell game.
Al, the peanut program is a hard nut to crack. There's no rational justification for it, or for many other current federal farm programs. Back in the Depression years, peanuts were included in the farm support system, and peanut farmers have been protected by the federal government ever since. Unlike other crops, the peanut program is not a budget buster. The federal government regulates the supply of peanuts by using a quota system. It limits the number of peanut farmers, limits the amount of peanuts in the U.S. market, blocks foreign imports, and thereby keeps the prices high. That may be a cozy deal for privileged peanut farmers, Al, but it's a raw deal for American consumers. They have to shell out an extra $300 million a year because of artificially high prices guaranteed by Uncle Sam. Peanut farmers may be fat and happy, Al, but it's time for Congress to end this abusive consumer ripoff. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the Civil Rights Act of 1990. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.